do. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride.
Now that's Christmas music. Much better. What was that skanky old stuff you played? Where do you have to go to even find that kind of stuff?
I just looked up the worst Christmas songs I could find. It was something, the Yang Yang Twins, I guess.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's not really my style either.
Oh, thank goodness.
The Stuck in the Smoke Hole of Martipi is obviously the South Dakota page.
You can't stop laughing at that, though.
No.
Let's get to the phones. We have several people on hold and calling in. Romy, you take us wherever you'd like to go first, my friend.
Wendy, good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you? In regards from Layla, so you know who I am.
Hey, Miss Wendy.
Hi, I just wanted to give a kudos, a couple kudos. Ben Franklin was out recently fixing a leak I had. My roofer said it wasn't the roof, so he told me what it was, and darn it, it sure was that. And they were prompt and took care of it, just great. And so I was lucky it didn't cost me an arm and a leg. Also, my electric bill went down again. I've been using Energy Home Advantage for a long time. Gosh darn, isn't that awful? I mean, it's terrible.
Wendy, we ought to pay you to do a testimony and use a phone. People still, to this day, tell me, Rosie, that can't work. It's impossible to work.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, isn't it a great product?
Yeah, well, maybe I should write a jingle about that.
Yeah, you should. Steve would appreciate that.
Yeah, he would. I also wanted to tell you my Christmas tradition.
Okay.
We're Jewish, so we celebrate Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
But Layla doesn't live with me, and I always take her home over the Christmas holiday to give her staff a break. And so that's our tradition, and I'm glad to do it.
That's awesome, Wendy. Thanks for sharing that with us. We appreciate it. A longtime listener. We see her at a lot of our public events. Wendy and Layla, two special people to the Romeros. Thanks, Wendy.
Matt wants to talk about gas line permitting. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, yes, Matt.
Sir. Good morning. My wife and I just bought a house, and it has a water heater that doesn't function. And I want to put in a tankless, and I'm very comfortable doing the plumbing required for that on the water side. But and I can get the city of permit, the city of Phoenix permit online for the water heater. But for the gas line, this needs to go about 4 feet up from its existing location. Is that something I can do myself, getting a permit and pressure testing, or do I need to have a plumber do that in order for the city to permit that and allow that?
Yeah, it's going to be up to your city. I do know some cities that will allow a homeowner to do a one-leg extension on a gas line. You will have to have it pressure tested. The inspection and the permit will have to be pulled. But I'm not sure if Phoenix is one of those cities or not. But Matt, let me just plant another seed of thought in your head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're running the gas line and you're buying the unit and you're going to be putting a couple thousand dollars out.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, I would not do that until I investigated a solar water heater.
Okay.
Okay. I can tell you that an instant water heater is good for about 60% of the people that end up getting them. You have to have a water softener or the manufacturer will not honor their warranty.
Okay.
So not only do you have the $2,000 out for the gas line work and the plumbing work and the unit itself, but you're then going to have to buy yourself a water softener, which if you ever bought one, you wouldn't live in a house without one. But you're into this deal now, $3,500, maybe as much as $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
I would not spend that much money for hot water without really investigating a solar water heater. Okay? So do yourself a favor. Check out solar water heater. You can do that on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Contact the solar store, Kevin Krause. Come out, take a look at your house, assess the feasibility, coach you, mentor you on it, tutor you on it, give you a proposal, whatever level of participation you'd like. Do that before you go through the trouble of rigging up your
And it sounds like he's done the homework, but for everyone else listening or that may be considering a tankless gas water heater, there's a very good chance that that gas line going to that water heater is not a big enough gas line for a tankless water heater. They use considerably more gas than a traditional tank gas water heater. So he may be looking at that thinking, oh, I've only got to go about 4 feet. That could be a much smaller gas line than what he's actually going to need for the tankless water heater. So he could be going back to where that taps in. It could be 20, 30, 40, 50 feet away that he really needs to go back and tap into the bigger main.
I don't think anybody ought to replace their water heater without exploring solar. Put a pump on it. It gives you then instant water and to whatever faucet or plumbing fixture you're demanding it from. And you're basically given free hot water now. And the equipment now is so much better. A lot of people aren't doing it because the equipment we tried back in the 80s, and it kind of really created a major dilemma. But I'm convinced at this point in the last 5 or 6 years, the equipment is now 20 and 30-year equipment. And it's the second largest utility eating appliance you have at your home. And it will basically provide you hot water for free forever. So take a look at that, Matt. You'll be glad to do it. Right now, as we wait for the calls to load up and get identified as to who they are and where they're calling from, you can reach us at 1-888-767-4348 at 940. We always jump into Romy's digital newsroom. He's always on top of what's coming in and reaching us as the most interesting, the most often asked, or the most peculiar question or dilemma some Arizona homeowners experiencing. What have you got for us today, Romy?
Well, these are all along the lines of peculiar. I spent some time looking through our website and determined, and you can look in the analytics on what words people are searching on our website. So when you get to rosieonthehouse.com, there's a little button there that says search our site. And moving was pretty popular. That surprised me. Moving, and we don't currently have a mover, so we'll have to start investigating for a Rosie certified mover for the Arizona market.
That's a topic that's heating up here in the warmer real estate market than it was the last 4 or 5 years, that's for sure.
Of the 12,000 words and terms that were searched, would you believe number 377 was lizard lounge?
What?
you had to be quick. I mean, that was a brief one time. But when we talked about man caves, Max from Sanderson Ford has named his man cave in his backyard the lizard lounge. And we put it on the website, and we put it on, and talked about it. Enough people were interested enough they had to look it up.
It's a nice man cave.
It is. It is. But then you drop down to this 5,000 and you wonder what people are thinking when they're on our website. Hair salons on Jones Creek Road. Or not that kind of referral network. And here's the best thing. Jones Creek Road in Baton Rouge. I mean, was this one of our cousins that forgot they were on our website when they saw the search?
No, oh boy.
Pelvis anatomy. I mean, what are they gonna find? I'm pretty sure we didn't cover anything this year on our program that would lead someone to type in pelvis anatomy. Or the magic owl. Anybody? Magic owl? I know we've... You can use owls to try and deter woodpeckers and pigeons and things from your gardens or roosting on your home, but I don't know about a magic owl.
That might have been something. Carol Grace, our 16-year-old, we had our Sweet 16 party Thursday night. Ooh, boy, was that an event. I just recently found out, like, she's infatuated with owls.
Everybody seems to know it because every gift had an owl.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
Okay. And then one more here that was really interesting. And you can tell what kind of problem this person must be having in their home. Can dust go through glass? Think they have a dust problem when that storm picks up?
Yes.
Depends on the brand name of window.
It's the seal, but it's not the glass. If glass holds water, dust isn't getting through it. A couple of interesting letters. Dan writes in and has a good question. They are looking for some window security, and he wants to know, should I do bars or rolling shutters? And man, Dan, I mean, your price difference between both of those is very extreme. But I tell you what, bars on windows just scream bad neighborhood. I don't know if you're in one or not, and I don't know what your budget is. But, man, if you can avoid bars on your windows, that is a lot of realtors even now will tell you, you want to avoid, because that's probably a home that's been broken into, probably bad neighborhood. So if you can avoid bars on the windows, the rolling shutters are very nice, and you have a lot of options with them.
Boy, and the fire departments in every municipality hate those bars because it keeps you from getting out if ever needed.
And the window bar industry does have some quick breakaway and some release, but still.
It's, can you think through that? Do you have any trial runs to think through that to get the bars open and off the wall? You know, you hate trying to remember how to do it in the instance when you really need it done.
Now, I don't know that we're going to be capable of helping them, but I wanted to...
Really?
This next email. Really? Michael and his 5-year-old son, Cooper, who often listen to the show while driving around, have just bought an 1818-year home, log cabin in North Carolina. It is almost a 200-year-old log cabin.
Wow.
So they've got some projects that they are working on, and he wants to talk about doing some drywall. Man, I'll tell you what, Mike, I would avoid drywall. You got so much character in that log home that's 200 years old. Don't put a modern thing like drywall in. But no, we're going to save that and look into it a little bit more, because that sounds like a fun project and in a beautiful state as well. So more than anything, I just wanted to say hi to Mike and his son Cooper, who often listen. Cooper would get a kick out of it.
When I travel and visit with the remodeling contractors from across the country, it's always funny when we start talking about the average age of home that we remodel. You know, in remodeling in Arizona, we've remodeled some old homes, some old authentic adobe homes that were built in the early 1900s. But our average of remodeling over the last 25 years, the average home age that we remodel is 7 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
7 years old. And then when you go and you talk to the Wilders in Washington, D.C., or our friends up in Boston, you know, and I mean, they're working on homes that are 200 years old. And it's just amazing the kind of things that you get into and that we just never have to deal with here in Arizona. But the majority of remodeling in Arizona is being driven by wants, you know, what I want this house to do for me. So... And if you got a remodel, you're thinking about getting done, give us a call, because we are back in the Rosie remodeling business. That we're serving a fairly small area right now as we get started. If you're in the Arcadia, Scottsdale, Paradise Valley area, the general area that's close to our home and close to our office, and you've got something you want to get done, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, log in, and schedule an appointment. We'd love to visit with you. One of our newest partners at Rosie on the House is Irwin's Furniture Company, and they were talking a little bit about tips for the holiday season.
Yeah. Well, talking about when you have a blushing on your furniture, you know what that is? When you put something hot down on your dining room table or on your coffee table or whatever, and that lacquer softens and absorbs the moisture and it turns whitish.
Yes.
And so Don's suggestion was, if you want to try to get it out, put a little oil on it and let it saturate overnight. And if it's not too deep, that would solve it. If it's gone too deep, though, you'll have to have it professionally done.
I can think of 100 places I've seen those spots.
So his suggestion is to buy a nice table pad. They can run $200 or $300, but it's still cheaper than and less trouble than having to have it redone. Or just make sure you put hot pads under everything and coffee, little coasters under things
Irwin's Furniture, located in the western half of Phoenix. You've been to their facility. If you've ever got a situation where you're trying to get water or mold contamination out of upholstered furniture, or hazard or smoke control, I mean, when you were there, he had a chair that was, what was it valued at?
Oh, I can't remember now. It's tens of thousands of dollars.
One chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a museum piece. It was lovely. Yeah. They do a great job. The place is immaculate.
One of our new partners at Rosie on the House. Hey, when we get back, we're going to be talking about more gift ideas, holiday traditions, and projects you'd like to get done around your house. Give us a ring. We'll go on a quick break and be right back. 1-888-767-4348.